Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? Here we go. Oh, we're underway. We're just still rolling with What's on Your Mind. Wednesday edition, happy hump day. It is that day.
Well, if you ask me where I come
from. Halfway to the weekend. Looks like good weather all the way across the region, across the neighborhood. Looking good. Oh, and then next week, Maine weatherman Dean Wysocki, the What's on Your Mind chief meteorologist, is breaking down the LRC as to hit somewhere up here. We don't know exactly where, but it will bring the next round 50 days later after that, you know, well, the LRC comes back around. Another clipper, if you will. I'll have to bring Dean in here and see if we can break that down a little closer. But, yeah, another couple of weeks we'll be dealing with it. Lots going on the show today. State of the Union, it depends on which president you want to listen to. You want to listen to the guy currently at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, we can play some of that. Play the guy that's down in Mar-a-Lago, who kind of had a pretty accurate take on the actual state of our union. Break it down. What do we need to know here? What is on your mind with all this nonsense? 701-271-1100. Weigh in. Love it when you do. Let's have a conversation. And then, of course, studio at flagfamily.com email box or text us, 701-237-1590. Text already in. Forcing our nation to be responsible for using green energy, but Davos private jets are just fine. Political bribery and treason. Totally agree on that one. The hypocrites are everywhere when it comes to the climate, especially when... You know, did you notice that China and India weren't at Davos, Chris Larson? They didn't show up. I don't know why.
Maybe
it's because
that.
They're building more coal-fired power plants in China by far than anyone on the planet. So they might not be in for the green talk. Just saying. Let's see. I want to get texted. Shouldn't have the three North Dakota legislators, Hovind, Kramer, and Armstrong, been in the forefront and stopped this from happening in the first place. Oh, it's a link. It's the link to the Fufang corn milling deal in Grand Forks. Instead of waiting for the Grand Forks City Council to vote it down, South Dakota would have never let it get that far. Come on, North Dakota representatives, do better for your citizens. I do know when it came to the Fufang plant by the Grand Forks Air Force Base that Hovind, Kramer, and Armstrong all denounced it, as I remember. Did I miss something there, Chris? None of them were for it. I don't think so, as I remember correctly in those conversations. None of those folks were going to vote for it. But again, those are federal representatives. They don't decide local zoning and things like that. It would have had to come down. They denounced it. But it, no matter what, it would have came down. It would have come down to the Grand Forks City Council approving the zoning for it, as I understand it. So, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's how I understood how that went down. Let's see here. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, phenomenal. Grit, common sense, lover. We played a little bit of her on the morning show earlier. State of the Union speech given by an illegal president and traitor. And the puppets clap. What a country. Boy, it was something, wasn't it? Yeah. Another text. I didn't watch the State of the Union speech and honestly don't care what he said, as every speech from Sloppy Joe is lies and propaganda. I will say Sarah Sanders' speech might be the greatest State of the Union response ever. That is how you respond. Very much so. We'll have to play some of that again coming up, too, this morning. Man, we got a lot of texts into. If someone is intentionally selling fentanyl, we were talking about this earlier, or the new Narcan-resistant drug, the crime should carry a minimum mandatory sentence without parole. You know, you're selling poison that's killing kids. So I'm, you know, I'd say we march right past, you know, any kind of prison thing, go right to the death penalty as far as I'm concerned. But that's just me. You know, you're killing the friends of, you know, a friend of mine lost her son due to this nonsense in Fargo. But only if the seller can be shown to have known the drug was fentanyl, which I think many of the dealers today do. Of course they know. They know where they're getting it. They know what they're getting. So, well, that's it. Shoot a text, 701-237-1590. I want to play some of Joe Biden's gibberish last night. This is on the debt ceiling, okay, and how Republicans have these crazy ideas about, I mean, they want to limit, you know, increasing the debt with some conditions. They should just do it. Listen to this.
They did the right thing. They lifted the debt ceiling three times without preconditions or crisis. They paid American bills to prevent an economic disaster in the country. So tonight I'm asking the Congress to follow suit. Let's commit here tonight to the full faith and credit of the United States of America will never, ever be questioned.
Okay. I say if we're funding pride centers and hiking trails and, you know, gender studies and, you know, the mating habits of some, you know, boll weevil in the bayou and federal tax dollars are going to that, that's the conversations that the conservatives want to have. The full faith and credit of the United States is not hinged on a hiking trail getting funded or these billions of dollars of pork barrel spending that they do by attaching these massive appropriations onto these omnibus, onto this nonsense. All we want, all conservatives want is a budget. All we want to do is look at where we're spending the money. But hey, can't have that. No compromise.
So some of my Republican friends want to take the economy hostage. I get it. I agree to their economic plans.
That's what we're talking. That's what he's saying. Saying that people that want to look at spending, that want to line item this stuff, that want to look at them one at a time on their merit to see if they pass and earn our dollars. That's some sort of radical thing. Play it again.
I want to take the economy hostage. Oh. I get it. Unless I agree to their economic plans.
So looking at spending takes the economy hostage? Go ahead.
All of you at home should know what those plans are. Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
I'm not saying it's a majority. It's just some. Some of you, some people out there, over there.
Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office.
Yeah.
I'll give you a copy. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote.
Okay. He'll give, you know what he'd give you a copy of? If you call the office, he'll get you a copy of it. Yeah, we'll fax that right over and you can look at it. One senator proposed a halt to all spending. It was Tim Scott. Did a little more. Got a couple texts on this earlier. Talked about this on the morning show. And, yeah. So, sadly, what JoJo is referring to there is a plan that Rick Scott proposed about a year ago that indicted and indicated all federal legislation sunsets. In other words, they're all federal legislation over in 5 years. Now we circle back and look at all of the laws, all of the spending, and if it's worth keeping, Congress could pass it again, according to Senator Scott. Now, obviously, Rick Scott didn't realize that would include Medicare and Social Security. Okay, there are a number of articles about it, and if you search it out, back to April of last year. That's what Biden's talking about. It's not some, it's not the radical MAGA people. It's one guy that probably didn't really think it through enough to say, well, and clearly, Social Security and Medicare would get voted, obviously, back in, that would get funded. So, but, oh, they want to hold it. They're holding it hostage. You're holding it hostage. We want to have a budget. And we're going to take your Social Security.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
Not some, one. Oh, and one other note on the fair share nonsense. By the way, the drinking game should have included fair share, Chris. Chris and I are a little hungover from our drinking game last night watching this.
Right? We had crazy.
We had the deal go. We had to drink if you heard the word look. Look it up or no lie, I believe it was. But we should have done the fair share thing, too. Well, not just...
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans...
Okay. The wealthy do pay their fair share. Do you know that 90% of the taxes in this country are paid by people that make over $98,000 a year? The majority is basically the upper middle class. So, what's fair? Upper income, I mean, big earners, company, big, you know, they're paying pretty much half of everything they make in taxes already. So, I don't know where, you know, and is there enough money there? The answer is no.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. Do these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Have you adjusted your crop insurance policy to reflect the increase in commodity prices and input costs? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We want to partner with you to provide you a comprehensive policy structure to protect your farm's revenue and preserve your equity. Give us a call today to set up a time to meet with an Irie Insurance agent prior to March 15th. For contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant... But it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look. Folks.
Yeah. You are a liar. Being proposed by, just going to ruin the lives of everybody. And not once did he really talk about fentanyl. Did he talk about the threats of, at the border that's coming over, the trafficking? None of that really came up. Just the fact that we can't put a debt limit on this credit card. You cannot put a limit on my credit card. Don't do it. Hey, it's What's On Your Mind, coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, home of, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, daily lunch specials every day. They're phenomenal all over the neighborhood. I want to give a shout-out to what I had the day before yesterday, which was the 4 for $4. My location in Glendon, I love their specials. This wasn't really down for the Salisbury Steaks. I went with the 4 for $4. That's always my fallback. That is the best lunch deal around. And just find me one better. Personal pan pizza. I did the Hawaiian, Chris. I know pineapple maybe shouldn't be on pizza for some people.
I love Hawaiian.
That's my favorite. So I did the personal pan pizza, those big chocolate chip cookies, and a 20-ounce soda. I did the iced tea deal. And $4 every day, all day. $4, four items, $4. 4 for $4. You find it at PetroServe USA. Go to PetroServeUSA.com. They are hiring, too, and you can find out more at the website, PetroServeUSA.com. 22 past the hour. Text in, 701-237-1590. It's fair share. You need to answer what is your fair share before deciding what someone else's fair share is. Well said. I don't know how you listen to any of that and look around you. Just look at what's going on and think that any of that was real. That's a real problem. That's the real state of your country. Newsmax had... Sarah Huckabee Sanders had her rebuttal, which was phenomenal. And Trump kind of gave the actual real state of the union.
He's the real state of the union. Over the past 2 years under Biden, millions and millions of illegal aliens from 160 different countries have stormed across our southern border.
That is fact check true.
Drug cartels are now raking in billions of dollars. From smuggling poison to kill our people and to kill our children.
That is fact check true.
Savage killers, rapists, and violent criminals are being released from jail to continue their crime wave. And under Biden, the murder rate has reached the highest in the history of our country.
Fact check true. Over 500% in some cities.
Biden and the radical Democrats have wasted trillions of dollars and caused the worst inflation in half a century. Real wages are down 21 months in a row. Gas prices have soared and are now going up much higher than even before. And the typical American family is paying $2,200 in increased energy and food costs each year.
That is fact check true.
Joe Biden's weaponized Justice Department, and I'm a victim of it, is persecuting his political opponents. His administration is waging war on free speech. They're trying to indoctrinate and mutilate our children. He's leading us to the brink of World War III. And on top of all of that, he's the most corrupt president in American history, and it's not even close.
Fact check true.
But the good news is we are going to reverse every single crisis, calamity, and disaster that Joe Biden has created. I am running for president to end the destruction of our country and to complete the unfinished business of making America great again. We will make our country better than ever before, and we will always put America first. Thank you.
A lot of whether you like to hear it or not, there's a lot of truth there. Fentanyl, crime, the border, trafficking, the economy, the price of eggs, all of that, spot on. You know what I wanted to point out, and I'd like your opinion on this, the difference between the messengers. And this is what Trump's going to face in 2024, because he's already, Now, he announced he's running, definitely running. He's running. Nikki Haley is in the race now, too. And what I've said about where we are, in my humble opinion, with Donald Trump, you know, as a party and as a country, whatever, that, and I'm, hey, I know better policies ever. I mean, but listen to the message a little bit. You heard what he said. Listen to the message that Sarah Huckabee Sanders in the rebuttal had last night, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Sanders, being a mom to three young children taught me not to believe every story I hear. So forgive me for not believing much of anything I heard tonight from President Biden.
So Trump would say, Biden is the most corrupt praise a liar, and he's the most corrupt guy ever. Did you see how she subtly said exactly the same thing there, Chris? She said exactly the same thing.
Yes, she did.
But she said it, you know, with a soft hand, so to speak. Now, keep her going for me.
From out-of-control inflation and violent crime to the dangerous border crisis and threat from China, Biden and the Democrats have failed you. They know it. And you know it.
Failed you. You know, Trump would be, they're useless. They're screwing you. So what I'm talking about is the message. The message is going to be the same from anybody. It's going, whether it's Nikki Haley, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, they're going to be saying exactly the same thing. The problem that Donald Trump faces is he's the guy. He's, you know, the guy that's saying it. So it comes down to the messenger, you know what I'm saying? Not the message. So roll a little more of her.
It's time for a change. Tonight, let us reaffirm our commitment to a timeless American idea that government exists not to rule the people, but to serve the people. Democrats want to rule us with more government control, but that's not who we are. America is the greatest country the world has ever known, because we're the freest country the world has ever known.
Do you see what I'm saying there, Chris? I mean, how the subtle difference in the messenger and how it's delivered is what's going to win in 2024. And okay. I think it's just a perfect example to me, because I've been saying it isn't going to be the message. The message is going to be the same. Look at the disaster we're dealing with. Here's what we have to. Here's are the real problems. Here's what we have to specifically do to get on the road to fixing them. The message will be the same. The difference will be in the messenger and what messenger is going to resonate the most with the, you know, with the conservative base. I no doubt Trump will have what he's got, but that's what's going to be happening as we get more and more people coming into this race, and as we head into the primary season, you know, this fall. And they, you know, well, when the primary season, we head into really the election cycle will really kick in this fall, obviously. This will be a year out. But, I just wanted to bring that up. I really noticed that last night with her, and she's saying exactly the same thing. She has a little, carry a big stick song.
Veteran
walks off.
Leo since 1932. Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We talked to Vince, and he went through why hot springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down, it's been hot spring spas, mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
USA News Update. After signing 90 executive orders to change the border policy at America's frontiers, President Biden, in his State of the Union address, is blaming Congress for the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The American border problems won't be fixed until Congress acts. If we don't pass my comprehensive immigration reform, at least pass my plan to provide the equipment and officers to secure the border.
Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls out Democrats for putting America where she is right now.
But we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols.
Turkey now has roughly 60,000 aid personnel in the area affected by this week's massive earthquakes. The death toll in Turkey and Syria has now surpassed 11,000 people. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What's on your mind? Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn here today. We're brought to you by Pucklage. It's time for Wednesday Wheels, and Pucklage Valley City has so many great great cars, like a 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500, a 2.99% APR for 5 years for well-qualified buyers. Or for current Chevy owners, $4,500 total cash allowance on a new 2022 Chevy Silverado with a 2.7-liter engine. That's at PucklageValleyCity.com, 721 West Main Street in Valley City, or PucklageValleyCity.com. We drive. They have the vehicles that you're looking for at Pucklage Valley City.
I think you were looking for, you drive, we'll ride with you.
That's what I was looking for, Jeff.
That's what they say. You know, the certified pre-owned as well is phenomenal, and they do a lot of work with the Heartland Chevy Scholarship Program. So yeah, great people. Stop and see them. And again, or give them a call if you want to call ahead. Super easy. You know, 701-404-5788 or online at PucklageValleyCity.com. Super Bowl's this weekend. Chiefs or Eagles? Where are you at with the with your cheering?
I'm teetering towards the Eagles right now.
Now, Eagles, really? I have a hard time with the Eagles just because of the experience we had at the NFC Championship game with the Vikings a few years ago, and the full-on Richard fan base that they have there. Not nice people, so they don't have me. Plus, my wife kind of has a crush on Mahomes, so we'll see. How is he? Is he healthy? My guy.
I'm looking that up because I know that he wasn't healthy there for a little bit, but as far as I see, he is back and healthy from what I'm looking at here.
Well, it's sold out. A couple of notes on the Super Bowl. Just after 5:30 kickoff on Sunday, Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix is abuzz with people right now. Good luck in the hotel room down there. $6 to $7 million was what you paid for a 30-second commercial for the Super Bowl. $6 to $7 million. The game just after 5, it'll be a little more like 5:45. Chiefs, Eagles. Rihanna has the halftime, performing at halftime. Rihanna, you may remember, and this is just rich, I thought I'd bring this up. Do you remember back in 2019 when she turned down the halftime performance? They offered her the halftime. She turned it down. Do you know why she turned it down 4 years ago, Chris Larson?
I do not. Tell me.
In support of Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick, the kneeler.
The guy that kneeled?
The kneeler. Yeah, so she apparently they were, you know, a racist slave-driving organization 4 years ago. But they've come around now. They put messages on their helmets and in their end zones. And now Rihanna's good with it. So Rihanna will be at halftime, but she did turn it down, supporting Colin Kaepernick. The big game is going to, I'm pulling for the Chiefs. If you've ever heard of Outkick 360, great show. Jonathan Hutton is one of the main men on Outkick 360 and is on Media Row in AZ right now. Jonathan, how are you, sir? Welcome.
Thank you for being patient with me. We had a quick interview here on Radio Row, so it got a little hectic, and I'm doing great. We just arrived last night here with Outkick and Fox, and having a blast so far.
I knew we'd figure it out. We'd catch up with you. Good. I know you're a lot warmer. The weather's a lot better there than it is in North Dakota
now.
Yeah,
it's not bad. That's for sure.
The town is a buzz. Where are we on what? And you're obviously on the front line of it. Where are we on the IR? Where are we on the teams? I'm rooting for the Chiefs. It seems the Philly Philly has a little bit of an edge in this game. Where are you guys on it?
Well, so the injury reports, all things being equal for both teams, I mean, it comes down to the quarterback health, right? Like Jalen Hurts. At the end of the season with the shoulder issue. He was off the injury report, though, during the playoffs. And then Mahomes, for all of the discussion about the high ankle sprain, and it's got to bother him. It didn't seem to bother him all that much when it really mattered against Cincinnati in the AFC Championship game. So, and now an extra week of rest. Both of these guys are going to be ready to go. And that the rest of the Chiefs roster is actually getting healthier. With Clyde Edwards-Helaire being elevated from injured reserve and designated to return so he could play on Sunday. And then overall, top to bottom, Philadelphia is one of the deeper rosters in the NFL, and they've been phenomenal. I'm excited about the game, though, because it's the number one scoring offense in the NFL with Kansas City, the number one scoring offense in the NFC from Philly. They have the top two pass rushes. The Eagles paced the league in that category. Kansas City was number one in the AFC in pass rush. Top to bottom, they are very equal. They've scored the exact same amount of points to this point of the regular season and playoffs combined. So I'm expecting a great game. If it's not, that's the biggest upset of all of the predictions that are going to be made. If you're picking the Eagles, the Chiefs, to me, if it's a blowout, I'll be shocked.
If you're on a sports book somewhere, where's your wallet?
Well, I'm with you. It's a bit strange to see KC play the underdog role,
right?
The chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And just on paper, I'm betting Philly. But
right.
Me, the matchup that's really intriguing is Andy Reid against Nick Sirianni, because Reid's coaching staff with Bieniemy, Matt Nagy on the offensive side, Spagnuolo on the defensive sideline, who does a great job in key moments in the playoff game plans against the Philadelphia coaching staff that's really good, with Sirianni, who was snubbed by Reid whenever Andy took the head coaching job in KC.
Right.
It's a fascinating storyline, and to me, the one-on-one matchup comes down to the head coaches, and can Sirianni match what Andy Reid brings in these moments? That's why people would lean towards KC. I'm taking Philly, though, just based on all of the different ways they can beat you. And Philly's going to try to take away Kelce. If they do that, there are not the same amount of options offensively that Philadelphia would have if they try to take away the number one option on the opposite sideline.
Right. I got to tell you, brother, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't ruling out a Titans-Vikings Super Bowl here with your Titans. Right? I mean, I wasn't ruling it out, but I know what happened to my Vikings. And, boy, those were a couple of teams at the beginning of the season that had, I mean, with Derrick Henry, and Vikings having all the weapons they have, they ended up pretty good. But we both are watching the Super Bowl from,
the optimism right now, though, between those two teams
right?
is vastly different.
What'd you think of the Flores hire for the Vikings?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, Flores chose Minnesota over multiple options.
Right.
He was being mentioned in Denver. He was a head coaching option in Arizona. There were other defensive coordinator openings, and for him to jump back in and choose to pair up with Minnesota to me, it's a O'Connell head coach offense and Brian Flores, former head coach, now head coach of the defense, and so much optimism moving forward with the way that the Minnesota roster has been built. And look, I mean, they're going to load up on defense during the draft and free agency. Offensively, you've got the number one wide receiver in the NFL and Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins, who has performed well with O'Connell. So I'm with you. I think the optimism is huge there. Meanwhile, comparing notes just from the AFC perspective, the Titans are in the dump trying to climb their way out just to meet Jacksonville. I mean, they've got a lot of question marks and an overhaul coming.
I would bet. We're talking with Jonathan Hutton, who's with if you go to Outkick.com. And, of course, we all know about Clay and the guy, and you guys kind of kept the torch burning after the original crew wandered off to syndicated radio. How are you liking the new gig?
Loving it. Loving it.
Well, how long were you with the Titans? You were with the Titans for, like, what, 20 years or something? How long?
Yeah, it was close. I mean, it was 15 years, and that's the one thing I do miss is the game day aspect of what I was doing. But as far as the freedom to jump on and discuss all topics and issues and the ability to control the show and to branch out beyond just a market or a state, Clay gave us all those options. He gave us a blowtorch, jet fuel to our engine, so to speak. It's been phenomenal. It's been a blast. And, you know, it's very rare in the media world where if you want to swap jobs, if you want to jump, you have to move.
Right.
And we're based out of Nashville. Clay lives there. We've been friends for years. And it's been a great deal and a great opportunity for us to continue what we were doing, just on a much larger platform.
Well, and if you go to Outkick.com, Tommy Lahren's on the platform as well with Fearless. And Clay shows on there as well as you guys with Outkick 360. I'm a fan. And what did you think of the LeBron thing, the goat talk with LeBron now that he's hit the scoring title?
Well, I mean, it's hard to argue based on the scoring title. I mean, everyone's going to still point to Jordan.
That'd be me.
That's my era.
That'd be me.
Yeah, me too. Me too. You know, it's to me, you side that the trump card would be, what era did you grow up as a, you know, in your height of fandom for whatever sport we're discussing?
Right. Yeah.
And for me, it was Jordan and the Bulls.
There was
a love-hate relationship I had with Jordan where I went through a stretch where I loved him, then I hated him, then I loved him again, you know. And to me, with LeBron, I just don't have that same connection. And you know, I think, but if you ask the kids growing up today, they're going to point to LeBron because that's who they know. You know, that's the greatest of their era.
And then what defines the greatest of all time? Is it the amount of rings you have? Is it the amount of points you've scored? Is it all of the above? You know, and that with Jordan, it's like, you look at the teams that he had around him. I mean, from all the years with the great Bulls teams that they surrounded him with, and that, you know, I give it to LeBron a little bit because he hasn't had all of those amazing teams around him. So I at this point, it's almost a coin flip for me.
Yeah, but you see, the difference for me, though, is LeBron's right in the heart of the super team, free agent, you know, free for all.
Oh yeah, through that.
And then Jordan's through that era where, you know, that they kept the Bulls teams together instead of Jordan joining the super team. I don't think Jordan would have ever done that. It's just a different mentality now, with not just in the NBA but across the board. Where, I mean, but yesterday we were talking on the show that the Baltimore Ravens 30 for 30. We were watching that and the Titans Ravens matchups and the hatred that they had for each other. I don't think the rivalries like that exist anymore. You know, the trash talk happens between social media teams.
Right.
Instead of actually on the hardwood or the gridiron. And to me, that defines the era. And look, greatest of all time, you know it when you see it, right? And there's a quality with Jordan that's just undeniable.
All right, Jonathan Hutton, Outkick 360, online at outkick.com. Enjoy the weather, man. Have a great weekend. And maybe we'll catch up soon. Let's maybe revisit this after the game. We'll see how we did.
Anytime. I love being on. Thank you.
Man.
Enjoy the Sunday.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint.
Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Chris Larson, I could teach you to play this song in about 3 minutes on the guitar.
Really? Three minutes only, Cap?
Yep. Same five chords over and over again, but it's all in E. Pretty easy. Yeah, it was one from the day when I had the big hair in the band days. Oh, yeah. Rock you like
and
a
now
hurricane.
You've got no hair.
I started to see the color gray, and I said, well, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, right?
So
when the razor came out, and all that gray just went away. It is What's on Your Mind. Thanks for hanging out with us, Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn. Scotty's off today, back tomorrow. Hump Day edition. We're almost over the hump. The weather looking pretty good for the neighborhood across the region. As we head into the weekend, next week, Dino's saying we might get him in here next hour just to break down a little bit. The LRC comes around every 50 days or so. It is coming back end of next week. We just don't know exactly where yet. Best guess, probably eastern part of the state. We'll see if the Red River Valley gets any of it, but there's a fair amount of hooey working in the LESAC recurring cycle is what the LRC is. So thanks to Jonathan Hutton again from Outkick 360 for being on with us. That guy, man, his knowledge is deep, especially in the NFL. You go to Outkick.com. I'm a Clay Travis fan. I've been a Clay Travis fan since he and Buck basically took over for the syndicator that was syndicating Rush Limbaugh at the time. When Rush passed away, that time slot, the same people that were syndicating the EIB, that you know, were putting the EIB on, put Clay Travis and Buck in that time slot, and they're on there. We opted to go with Charlie Kirk because that's what everybody wanted for our family, our flag family. Clay I've always liked Clay Travis, and he has the Outkick show on there. Tommy Lahren is on their platform as well. So if you like Tommy Lahren, her Fearless podcast on there is phenomenal. And I see a lot of her takes. I see a lot of Tommy Lahren. I see a lot of Megyn Kelly. Because Megyn Kelly, remember Megyn Kelly? I love Megyn. Megyn Kelly is on Sirius now. Is she on Sirius or XM? She's on one of them. Are they the same now, Chris? I don't know if they're the same or not. But
they are the same, I believe.
Sirius XM, yeah. Yeah, so I see Megyn Kelly pop up different clips. The only difference is seeing it was weird when you see Megyn Kelly on those clips of her on Sirius XM and she swears. She's like, drops some profane language, like, Megyn Kelly, just ruin it for me. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. They just want you to know that oil and natural gas, the industry touches every corner of North Dakota. If you want to learn more, ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. But we're only going to need that for another 10 years, right? Is that what Biden said? We need fossil fuels for... like another 10 years.
The thing.
Another 10 years is all we need? Really? Huh. I had no idea. At 10 years, we'd not need any fossil fuels any longer. But that actually came out of his mouth. And I don't know how anybody heard that and went, oh, yeah. But something else. I want to find out what Jim thought. I know you, Jim, the flagpole guy's here. Jimbo, how are you, buddy? I know you didn't sit through that nonsense last night, did you?
No, Kevin. I organized my sock drawer. And
yeah, there was a paint drying marathon on HGTV I had to catch.
You know, there are people that get paid to watch that stuff, so I just leave it to them, and I trust certain people to transfer the message to me. So, you know, there's no sense getting all worked up, but, you know, we're dealing with such a division, and it's getting to the point where it's, oh, right, oh, you can use a lot of adjectives, but,
right.
Well, you know what, I'm focusing on the great people of this whole Great Plains and the wonderful nature of those that are here and that make a go of it for reasons that are more suitable to civil understanding.
Hey, amen. And, you know, I thought about you. I thought when I was watching and listening to, I didn't watch. I listened this morning to the recap, watched the whole thing of Sarah Huckabee Sanders reply to what he said. And the thing she was talking about with family and faith and freedom, and I thought this, but I was like, man, she sounds like a female version of Jim the Flagpole guy, because we always talk about faith, family, freedom, the things that matter, and that that flag represents every time you look at one.
Well, you know, there's always a bully on the block, right? And he's trying to get at the cool kid because he can't cope with the fact that this kid has friends and maybe has a girl looking at him, or, you know, he's walking with a girl or something, and,
right,
and the jealous kid over there just wants power, and he's irrational, he's illogical, you could tell he's a liar. So there's two spirits going on in this, and, you know, we call it the left and the right, or division, or whatever, but there's a spirit that wants to take, and there's a spirit that wants to give. And the spirit that gives will sometimes give to their own, you know, demise sometimes, but that's love. And we as Americans just need to keep doing the next right thing for the next right reason, put our, you know, our shoulders, you know, into the plow and push. And we need to stick together. And one thing that, you know, we're trying to do is create a flagpole network and people that love the American flag and love the flag, what it stands for and everything. We just need to stick together because the bully's trying to divide us. And we here at usblackpoleguy.com, you know, we're in Mandan, and we just love the people that stop by and see us and share all the good news. We're just happy to be part of that and proud to be American. And we have to come see us behind KISS Livestock.
Well, then, if you want to call ahead and get on the calendar, spring summer installations for a flagpole that's second to none, call 701-571-FLAG. Jim, the flagpole guy at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com.
Three 60-ounce cans are only $8 at a PetroServe USA near you. A 24-ounce can of Arizona tea, just 79 cents. Big 28-pack of Nestle water, $4.99. Try out some Butcher meat sticks for $4.79 or Hammond's chocolate bars. Buy one, get one free. How about a green laser pointer for just $19.99? Tie-dye hoodies, buy one, get one free, or t-shirts $4.99 each or three for $10.99 at a PetroServe USA near you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.